5:31.
Okay, so. We will call to opening the Board of Education regular meeting for December 13th, 2016 at 5:31 p.m. Dr. Mitchell, roll call.
Yes, David Malkin.
Present.
Donna Friedman.
Here.
Carrie Ten.
Here.
Lynn Ebenkamp.
Here.
Angelina Pride.
Here.
All members are present.
Thank you. Next, we have the adoption of the agenda of the regular board meeting of Tuesday, December 13th.
Can I go ahead and pull my item?
Okay, with one item to be pulled, and that item is 11B8, independent contractor agreement between Wynn Education and the Rowland Unified School District. So may I get a motion to approve the agenda for the December 13th, 2016 board meeting with the exception of item being pulled from the consent calendar of 11B8.
I move.
I have a motion by Donna Friedman.
Second.
A second by Lynn Ebenkamp. Any other changes? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any comments for a closed session?
There are none.
Okay, then we will adjourn to closed session at 5:34 p.m. There we go. We'll call the Rowland Unified School District Board of Education regular meeting of December 13th, 2016, back to order at 7:08 p.m. So we're going to have now our flag salute, and our flag salute will be led by Hurley Elementary student Michelle Ordonez.
Put your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Michelle. Next, we have our closed session report. There are no items to, no action was taken on any items in closed session. Next, we'll have our reorganization of the board. To comply with California Educational Code Section 35143, the governing board shall organize by electing a president from its members and a clerk. Additionally, a vice president shall be elected. So we'll have the election for president of the Board of Education. May I get a motion? I'm sorry. I have a nomination for Lynn Ebenkamp. A second by Donna Friedman, a second by Carrie Chen. Any other nominations on the floor? All in favor of Lynn Ebenkamp as president of the board?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations, Ms. Ebenkamp. Next, we'll have elections for the Vice President of the Board of Education. May I get a nomination for the Vice President? I have a motion, a nomination for Carrie Chen.
I second.
I have a second. Any other nominations on the floor? All in favor for Carrie Chen for Vice President of the Board of Education?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations, Mr. Chen. Next, we'll have a nomination for Clerk of the Board of Education. May I get a nomination for the position of Clerk for the Board of Education?
I nominate Donna Friedman.
I have a nomination for Donna Friedman.
A second.
A second. Any other nominations? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations, Ms. Friedman. At this point, we're going to take a very quick 5-minute break just so we can change seats. And I want to say it's been a pleasure serving as board president for this last year, and thank you for your support.
Okay, I think we're all reorganized now. We'll continue on. Board recognitions. Recognize Roland High School Automotive students for first place award at the Rio Hondo College First Automotive Competition Career Day. Mrs. Healy?
Appreciate the battery consumption. I should know how to turn it on. Good evening, board and audience. Thank you for being here tonight. On October 21st, four of the top Roland High School students in the Roland Automotive Program and La Puente Valley ROP competed in the first annual competition Career Day hosted by Rio Hondo College Career and Technical Education Division competitions. This event was open to junior and senior high school students enrolled in their high school or ROP automotive program. This event included a series of 7 test stations where students completed automotive tasks within a 15-minute time period. Stations included bolt measuring and identifying, tool identification, use of various types of measuring devices such as a micrometer and dial caliper, use of online service information programs, scan tool procedures, electrical board problems identification, and alignment readings. The students have been working together since last year and put much of their spare time and effort into studying the material. The team came out strong, winning the first place team award and beating out other well-known automotive high school programs. The team earned valuable tools for Roland High School and received individual gifts. Please join me in congratulating Roland High School teacher, Mr. Eduardo Martin. You can come up, sir. And we'd also like to recognize his automotive students for their outstanding accomplishment. Our students tonight to be honored are Austin O'Day, Brody Galland, Luis Quinones, and Jovan Serrano. Oh, yes, and if we could have Mr. Brunier come up, the principal, and Maura as well from ROP. And Maura from ROP, do you want to come on up too? Yes, you do. Come on up. So we can get a full picture. Now the real paparazzi, you know, for the paper. Yeah. And congratulations to our automotive students. Thank you for representing us well.
Bear with me during this learning process, please. Next, I want to recognize and thank Hurley Elementary students, their parents, staff, and community members for providing the refreshments for tonight's board meeting. Item 6A is Hurley Elementary Spotlight Report. Hurley Elementary teacher Vanessa Guadron will provide a brief report highlighting what is happening at Hurley Elementary School. It's always nice to have these school reports, I think.
There you go. Thank you.
Good evening, Board of Directors, Dr. Mitchell, Roland educators, and the community. My name is Yesenia Alvarez. I'm the proud principal at Hurley, And I'd like to introduce two very special people who are going to be providing the spotlight. First is one of our students. She is our ASB student president. This is Melissa Ordonez. And then our wonderful third grade teacher is also our teacher of the year at Hurley, and she's our student advisor on the campus, and that's Ms. Vanessa Wadron.
Good evening, Board of Directors, and Dr. Mitchell, Roland Educators and Community. I'd like to highlight three Hurley student experiences that make our elementary experience great. Music. Music is a way to express yourself, and I'm really enjoying learning how to play the trumpet. I chose the trumpet because it's not too classical or it's not too ground. Rowdy. I feel it's perfect for me. I know Hurley students enjoy the music program because some students who struggle with expression of words or language do well with expression in music. Second, I'd like to talk about Hurley sports. Hurley won the softball championship in fall. More recently, Hurley had 86 students try out for the basketball team and were excited to play this season. I know Hurley students enjoy the sports program because many of them don't have the opportunity to play at home, so playing in school allows for that, and they're also proud to represent Hurley. Last, I'd like to discuss how the use of technology is impacting my learning as a student. First, my sixth grade class has a one-on-one Chromebook. Next, we're studying FEARS in our collections program. In addition, this type of technology helps us because we get to highlight, write notes, and we get to watch videos that teaches us about context clues. Lastly, we just participated in the Hour of Code. This gave me the opportunity to continue trying until finding out the correct answer. In addition, I was able to explain different ways of creating a workable solution.
Good evening, Board of Directors, Dr. Mitchell, Roland Educators and Community. I'd like to tell you about two of our Hurley programs and systems that I'm very proud of. First, we are part of the District Cohort Number 1 PBIS, Positive Behavior Intervention Supports. Some things regarding PBIS are our core values are respect, responsibility, and relationships. We have defined our behavior expectations outside and inside the classroom. We recognize students with caught being good coins, and Dr. Alvarez rewards the school with dances. Yes, she dances. Costume surprises and extra recess. We are in the process of finalizing our discipline procedures, and to date, we have had zero suspensions, a 97% attendance rate, and the lowest amount of office referrals in Hurley history. Second, we like to highlight our dual immersion program. Something regarding our dual immersion program are we are currently being servicing years TK through second, and we will be expanding to grade 3 next year. Last year, about 60% of students met goals in both languages. We are pushing for a higher percentage this year. We have developed family nights for dual families. We also have recently developed a scope and sequence to ensure ELA skills in grades K to 3 are explicitly taught. And finally, we look forward to growing the program and making it a world class. Finally, as we celebrate the holidays, I'd like to take a moment to invite all of you to Hurley Elementary this Thursday, December 15th at 6 p.m. to see the talented cast of third graders performing Too Many Tamales based on the book. Our kids have been working very hard. There will be singing, acting, dancing, and one of our third graders will be playing a solo on the piano. Thank you very much for your time, and I hope each and every one of you have a very happy holiday. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, Dr. Mitchell, would you give us the superintendent's report?
I will. Thank you very much. So in terms of looking at the report as a whole, I want to start this evening to share with you some of the accomplishments that our district has made during the 2016 year under the leadership of our former board president, Angelina Pride. So I would like to thank you, Ms. Pride, for your leadership and highlight a few things that our district accomplished while you were at the helm. Oswald Academy was named a National Apple Distinguished School for the 8th consecutive year, recognized for its exemplary technology-infused 21st century learning model for a 2-year designation, 2015 through 2017. Roland High School renovation began. The revitalization of Roland High School broke ground on the first of several new buildings that are planned. Construction started on the new 22-classroom story building that will be ready for use in the 17-18 school year. Plans include a new performing arts theater, a new ASB building, a new 2-story library, and administration building. So the dirt has moved and the steel is up, and we are moving along. We also experienced a positive negotiations with all of our employee organizations, which also resulted in increased compensation for our employees and increased substitute pay to support the needs that we have in our classrooms with our students. The district achieved and celebrated 7 elementary schools being honored as the state's highest educational award, 2016 California Gold Ribbon Schools, for their outstanding educational programs and practices. Hollingworth Elementary, Jellick Elementary, Shellen Elementary, Stanley G. Oswald Academy, Telesis Academy of Science and Math, Via Corta Elementary, and Yabara Academy of Arts and Technology. The board is committed to adding new school signage across the district celebrating this achievement, and that has taken place as well. Under your leadership, Ms. Pride, we've also supported and expanded our parent communications with our new e-flyer system through Peach Jar. We've celebrated and continued expansion of educational technology across the district with offering parent tech nights, professional development opportunities for both our classified and our certificated staff, continued support in preparing our students for college and career with deployment of thousands of digital devices across the district and a focus on being future ready. Our Roland Unified School District in June of 2016 graduated 1,004 students from Nogales, Roland, Santana, and our adult program. The class of 2006 earned more than $3 million in grants and scholarships. We had the Big Yellow Bus program, first Roland Heights Day at the LA County Fair, provided student field trips for 15 schools and 1,000 students by supporting the Big Yellow Bus program, and was a community partner for the first Roland Heights Day at the LA County Fair. Roland Heights was number 2 in the $5 coupon sales, more than doubled the sales of our neighboring cities. We launched our RUSD Elementary Music for All for our students in grades 1 through 6. The innovative expansions of the elementary music program positively impacts more than 6,000 students across our district. All students in grades 1 through 6 at each RUSD elementary school are exposed to general music curriculum, and in the upper grades have a choice to learn to play a band or string instrument or participate in general music. There's also the benefit that during weekly music instruction, elementary class teachers are able to use the class period as planning time. Our new music teachers were hired, and more than 1,000 instruments have been purchased. The district proudly celebrated the construction completion and community grand opening of Nogales High School. The $34.7 million modernization project includes 4 new state-of-the-art buildings, a new 2-story classroom with 16 classrooms, a 2-story administrative building featuring office on the first floor and 8 classrooms on the second floor, an 11,500-square-foot multi-purpose building, indoor-outdoor stage area for student activities, a new ASB office and facility, as well as 4,700-square-foot of food service to serve our students. On behalf of your board colleagues, your district staff, our community, and me personally, I would like to thank you for your leadership and your unwavering support for our students. I do. Yeah.
Before you resume your report, I have to say that leading the board and as president was very easy because we have such a wonderful board, and I thank all of you guys. It's been a pleasure working with you this year, and I look forward to working with you still. And then also the superintendent and cabinet make it very, very easy to be board president here in Roland Unified School District, as does the staff, the parents, teachers, and the students, especially the students. So, thank you.
I would like to continue by sharing about our Hour of Code. Our student Michelle shared about it a little bit as well. So this past week, students across the district explored computer coding and programming by participating in Computer Science Week and the Worldwide Hour of Code. It's a global movement to expose students to computer science by teaching students a minimum of 1 hour of computer programming. The district launched an entire website, it's www.rusdcodes.com, so that students and their families can participate in the activities at home, and students can use it as a resource for STEM education opportunities throughout the year. Dr. Tricia Colella, our coordinator of educational technology, trained teachers across the district and built the special website that features coding games and activities organized by grade level for students in grades kindergarten through 12. It also shows students how coding is integrated into music, animation, art, and design, along with a variety of resources for both students and teachers, including free coding workshops, challenges, STEM contest invitations, and student internships. This was definitely a highlight across our district last week. Our students enjoyed it immensely, as did many of our staff. We received lots of email communications about this experience that our students and our staff went through. So I want to also extend a great deal of gratitude to our teachers and our staff at our schools, because this was new territory for them as well. And so they needed to branch out, and some of them going into areas that they were not comfortable with, so that they could bring this opportunity. So it was innovative learning for all, students and staff. So thank you for that. It is the holiday season, and holiday giving in RUSD to our families in need has been taking place across our district. So the holidays, our Family Resource Center has distributed 227 baskets to families in need for Thanksgiving. Also, we had Adopt-N-Shop. This past Saturday, the annual Adopt-N-Shop event was held where 79 families with 228 children received toys and gifts from their wish list. So thank you to our additional partners with Walnut Sheriff, Target, and Chili's and Diamond Bar. They promote a Shop with a Cop event. Ecolab, Alumni, Lawyer, Citrus Valley, and our generous district staff and students for providing these opportunities for our families. We also have annual holiday baskets. The Walnut Valley Rotary, along with our students and employees, are participating in the annual holiday basket program that will serve 200 of our families in need across the district, with canned goods and non-perishables being collected until tomorrow at all of our school sites, as well as monetary donations to help assist with this. We also have a shoes and socks event that the district would like to thank the Sunrise Rotary Club of West Covina, who will once again support our district in their annual shoes and socks event. Tomorrow, more than 100 students from Via Corta Elementary School will get a special treat of selecting a pair of shoes and socks of their choice from Payless Shoe Source at the West Covina, at the Plaza West Covina, and also have a meeting with Santa. That is quite an event to see. In the news, I also hope that you did not miss the large feature in the Los Angeles Times over Thanksgiving weekend that spotlighted a Telesis Academy student and the efforts made by teacher Mary Ellen Whittingham and the student's parents to help the student succeed in kindergarten when she entered school with no preschool experience. This story developed over 3 years with multiple visits over a two-year period by the reporter to the school. It began under the leadership of Miriam Kim, the principal at that time, and Gina Ward were also very instrumental in making this happen. The reporter has told us that it has received huge readership and positive comments and admiration for Ms. Whittingham and for the family, and they hope to write a part two story. This season has brought many holiday events and performances, too numerous to list here. We just would like to thank all of our teachers and staff for their tireless efforts during this busy time, and hope that everyone enjoys the holiday break with friends and family, and we look forward to a more innovative year of learning in 2017. I would also be remiss if I did not share with you and thank personally Christina Morales. That Christina Morales is last but not least, I wanted to share that she is moving from California to New York after the new year, and this is her last school board meeting with us. So on behalf of the Board of Education and our district, Christina, we'd like to thank you for your service and sharing your expertise with us, and we'd like to wish you the best in New York.
Thank you.
Oh, got me too. That one's it.
Thank you, Dr. Mitchell. Now, this is my favorite part of the agenda. Santana High School student Giselle Cruz is going to give her report about Santana High School.
Good evening, Madam President, members of the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the audience. My name is Giselle Cruz, and I am ASB President for Santana High School. Santana ASB is continuing to use the PBIS program in a positive way. Our current activity using PBIS is creating videos portraying the way our school faculty believes Santana students should be behaving. For those of you who don't know what PBIS is, PBIS stands for Positive Behavior Intervention System. Schools are being encouraged to use the PBIS program and tailor it to the individual needs of each school. ASB is in the process of creating videos addressing four areas of focus at Santana, which are showing you care, openly trusting, acting responsibly, and respecting self and others. The ASB students are creating the examples of how to do the positive behavior, and the teachers will be creating the negative behavior videos. We feel that these videos will ensure that students are clear on the expected behaviors at Santana and help with new students transitioning onto our campus. Over Christmas break, Santana will be volunteering at the Rose Bowl to help decorate the Rose Parade float for the city of Pasadena. Parents will be joining their students to help decorate this year. We will also be volunteering at a transitional facility for homeless and foster youth, serving a meal and spending the afternoon with these special people during the holiday season. We hope through these activities to help spread happiness during the Christmas season. Once again, Santana High School will be participating with the Solar Boat Competition. Mark your calendars. May 19th through 21st is a competition at Lake Skinner. We would love to have you come support Santana in this year's competition. Our blood drive is on January 13th, Friday the 13th, and we would like all board members to try to come out and donate. This could be the last boarding meeting I will be speaking at because Santana High School elects a new ASB board every semester to give new members a chance to become leaders. ASB has changed me in numerous ways, like increasing my confidence in speaking, allowing me to become a leader, and most importantly, not being afraid of what I am capable of doing when I set my mind to it. In addition, I would like to thank the board for giving me the opportunity of participating in these board meetings. It has been an unforgettable experience. Thank you.
Thank you, Giselle. Can we all stand up and give Giselle a hand? She's done a really nice job. And next we have from Nogales High School, Laura Martinez.
Good evening, Madam President, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, members of the Cabinet, and members of the audience. My name is Laura Martinez, and I'm here tonight to represent Nogales High School. Although November is a hectic month for many college deadlines are due, school hasn't been that bad for our seniors nor our underclassmen. We have just had our Fall Renaissance Rally on December 2nd. This Spirit Week promoted our rally and focused on our theme, which was Disney Pixar's Inside Out. On Tuesday, our Nobles rocked their college gear, and on Wednesday, they wore their craziest socks. Thursday was Inside Out Day, meaning that students wore their clothes inside out for the day. Finally, on Rally Day, Nobles geared up with their class color. Everyone had an amazing time watching choir and underclassmen perform. This was a fantastic break, but with deadlines still fast approaching, our Nobles had to get back on track. With financial aid nights and college workshops, the class of 2017 were set for success. And for the underclassmen, events like the elective fair have helped guide them too. That day, on December 6th, not only did our students learn more about their opportunities at Nogales, but as well as the middle schoolers from schools like Giano and Telsis. Along with the elective fair was Nogales 101, which gave tours and introduced our incredible high school to the next generation of Nobles. The event ran smoothly, and the middle schoolers were extremely happy to have had such a great time in their new home. These weren't the only groups of students that have had a fantastic time at Nogales. Students a part of sports like basketball, baseball, and softball, as well as drumline and color guard, have had auditions and trials to join their team. Other activities such as choir, dance, and emeralds have demonstrated their talent through the events they have had. The Nogales High School Dance Department has recently performed Dreaming of a White Christmas. They, along with the Emeralds dance team, gave their audience a night of theater on December 9th. A few days before, on December 2nd, Emeralds had another performance in the LA and the La Puente Christmas Parade. These dances represented Nogales well. Them, along with choir, have executed astonishing productions. On December 8th, the Nogales Choir held a concert for anyone interested in hearing beautifully composed music. Those that attended had a splendid night. Lately, our students have been well exposed to the arts, including theater. The Drama Club has recently finished the production of The Crucible. They had an incredible time performing for the Nobles and are now beginning preparation for a new play, Love Me When You're Better, which is a student-written play. Drama Club looks forward to everyone coming to watch their performance next year. Those that still want a taste of the arts now can attend the event created by the Poetry and Art Club. They have teamed up to present the Winter Art and Poetry Show on December 14th. We've ended the last semester with great news. Our UNICEF Club has raised over $500 in support of children in need of help. Nogales is so proud of all our Nobles that help donating and to all those that have and will take part of the following events that promote positivity like this one. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Are you a senior this year? Your last year. Okay, and next we have from Roland High School, Lie Kawachi.
Good evening, Madam President, members of the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the audience. My name is Lie Kawachi, and I'm the student representative for Roland High School. During November, we had a lot of community service events. So starting off, we had our Pennies for Patients Drive, where students and teachers were able to donate any means of money. We made it into a point system where pennies and bills were positive points, and silver coins were negative points, and homerooms were able to collect points and make it into a fun competition. The funds were donated to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, as well as the Michael Koifman Scholarship. We were able to earn about $1,800, so that was really good. We had our canned food drive hosted by Interact Club. The cans were collected from homerooms and participating clubs. They were donated to the low-income families in the district. Our school's No Hate Club supports the LGBTQIA community, and they hosted a clothing drive, so people were able to donate lightly used clothing, and they're able to distribute it across the county. Red Cross Club hosted a veteran supply donation, so clubs and homerooms were donating items ranging from socks, clothes, and hygienic items. And these were distributed among the LA County region of homeless veterans. We had our Adopt-and-Shop that was involving the third period homerooms as well as the clubs and department. They were donating toys, and this was distributed across the district. Last week, we had our Winter Spirit Week. This was to increase school spirit and to encourage student participation. And lastly, for our community service was our holiday doggy day. This was on Friday last week. Students were able to play with various dogs from animal shelters, and students who went into the room to play with them had been $1 to donate. And this was to promote positivity and to relax before finals. Our winter door decorating contest was last Friday as well. This promoted students to have a creative outlet with their teachers and to collab on a artistic project. Final exams are this week, and it is finishing the semester, starting our winter break next Monday. And as for senior activities, we had one yesterday on Monday. Seniors received free cookies and milk, and Santa came to take photos with the students. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. I suppose our students might want to leave to get home and study. You're welcome to stay, though. Next, we have the La Puente Valley Regional Occupational Program, also known as LPVROP. We're going to get a report tonight. Dr. Mitchell, will you please introduce our speaker?
So this evening we have the superintendent of our La Puente Valley ROP program here to share with you, with the board, about the program, Superintendent Maura Morbito. So welcome to our board meeting, and thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate being here. So good evening, Madam President, members of the board, Dr. Mitchell, and cabinet and community. Thanks for the opportunity to be here. Since coming on board with the La Puente Valley ROP 6 months ago, I've seen some of the great contributions that our teachers and programs give to your students and your CTE pathways. I have to say that I am super excited to be part of a program such as yours. You're kind of ahead of the curve with your CTE pathways, and that's really exciting for me in the ROP to be a part of that, your relevant industry sectors that you have. So I've seen some wonderful successes already in the short time I have been here. For instance, we saw Mr. Martin and his auto students. And if you didn't know, one of the teams that he beat was from my old ROP that we always used to win, but not so anymore since Mr. Martin and his students are now in the game. So congratulations to him. I have seen that together we are building an IT and engineering pathway at Nogales that will be second to none. So we're really excited about that. And I've seen walking into classes some of our teachers providing the certification for the students. So in addition to our current classes, we are working on providing your students even more in the months and years to come. For instance, La Puente Valley ROP has just recently been approved as a CompTIA provider and site. That means that if you choose, your students can receive one, two, or three certifications in IT, A+, networking, cybersecurity, and that will provide them an edge as they move on from high school into whatever they choose to do next. There's also areas of growth at La Puente Valley ROP, and we're excited and to meet those challenges. Some of the areas of growth that we've identified are we need to get our course outlines aligned with the California state standards as well as the CTE model curriculum standards. So we're doing that. We're also providing your counselors support to make sure that the right student gets in the right class and to increase attendance in classes and student participation. So, and finally, we've hired a dynamic and extremely well-qualified coordinator to make sure that our teachers maintain excellence and rigor in the classroom. So once again, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to be here, to partner with you and your communities, and we will strive to provide even more excellent opportunities for your high school students. Thank you.
Thank you, Maura. Now we'll move on to public comments. Just want to remind our speakers that remarks are limited to 3 minutes unless extended further or limited by a vote of the board. A maximum of 20 minutes unless extended by the board is allotted for each subject discussed. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to presentations and no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to the staff following a presentation. Her speaker, Sharon Siegler.
Good evening, members of the board, Dr. Mitchell, cabinet, and colleagues, members of the community. I wanted to take a minute to reintroduce myself. My name is Sharon Siegler. I'm a teacher of 7th and 8th graders at Oswald Academy and also the chairperson of the ARE negotiating team this year. The Association of Roland Educators remains very committed to providing the students in our district with an outstanding educational program that offers a wide range of learning experiences, solid academic curriculum, and opportunities for students to succeed in a collaborative and nurturing environment. Following a successful bargain in which a TA was reached last February, ARE anticipates that the mutually respectful relationship established with our district counterparts will continue to develop and grow. This fall, for example, both ARE and district teams attended together 3 days of constructive and collaborative training on the interest-based approach to bargaining. As we commence negotiations for the 2017-2018 year, the association chooses to open the following articles for discussion and/or amendment. Article 7, hours, duties, and work year. ARE is committed to improving the working conditions of ARE bargaining unit members by addressing inequality in elementary planning time, refining the structure and scheduling of elementary music specialists, addressing the special needs of K-8 staff, and the discrepancies that exist between our two comprehensive high schools. Article 13, health and welfare benefits. ARE is committed to improving the relative parity with surrounding districts and quality and cost of health benefits offered to employees in the ARE bargaining unit. And Article 14, salary schedules and rules. ARE is committed to improving compensation in order to assure the financial security of our members and to attract and retain the best and the brightest. I thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you very much. Our next speaker, Roy Humphreys.
Okay, good evening. Congratulations on the achievements that you've had all this year. But as we all know that you can't move forward unless you're truthful about your past. Item number one is that the video on my YouTube channel on the last Bond Oversight Committee meeting is a thing of beauty, and all should see it. It has many hits as many of the board meetings have, and it calls for the immediate removal of Carla Sanchez as a committee member and brings to the point that this board and administrative staff should not be involved in appointing Bond Oversight Committee members. Next item is item 9C on the agenda, which is a compressed natural gas station, which brings a question to the integrity of this board and administrative staff, noting that this issue has been allowed to languish for years in spite of stakeholder call for information, investigation, and resolution. Item number 9B referenced the change orders for the Nogales Revival is beyond disgraceful and screams for a forensic audit, if not the inclusion of a grand jury probe. It is especially egregious when noting who was in charge over time. The accounting as presented, and you just got a short version of what was out on the table here. If you go on the website, you'll see it much. It's simply reminiscent of a shell game. Did the handwriting on the wall usher also the unceremonious departure of two key persons? Also, if you want to get some inside scoop on the China joyride, as I referred to it, and as reported in the Chinese World Daily News, it's in the Gazette issue today. And it is rumored that I'm simply jealous because I didn't get to go. And there's a bit of ounce truth that that's a $1,000 good thing for a week. You know, what can I say about that? Okay? And there are just so many issues, but especially on the accounting, the business end of this district, it's needs immediate address, but outside sources. That's the only way it's going to be resolved. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Humphreys. Our next speaker is William Harrison.
Go back to follow. I come to you actually bringing good news. Had an opportunity to work with Mr. Flores in regards to reestablishing the landscaping at Oswald. It's been taken care of. Looks very nice. Also had a chance to meet with Mr. Perez at Roland High School. I got a chance to walk over and talk with him in terms of diversity, which I'm trying to promote throughout the school district. I also worked with Mr. Ward at Roland also. Gave me some ideas in regards to our AP classes. I visit about 95% of schools here. Very impressed, very, very impressed. I don't know what the problem is in regards to kids being defiant. Every school I went into, no one's out of class. No one's in the office for discipline, what have you. I was best really impressed with Hurley, Northrum, Ibarra, Yorba Vita, I should be proud of my wife worked there as a teacher, and Santana. Very good schools. When I drove up to Santana, I taught adult ed for a long time with kids who were in the same situation. I saw a few of them hanging out. I said, oh, this looks familiar. Bell rang, like roaches leaving the kitchen. Everybody went into class. No kidding. So these schools were outstanding schools. If I came to you today, in terms of the progress this district has made under Dr. Mitchell, the board, it's absolutely phenomenal. I'm betting Dallas Adonis that Nogales comes in with a 6-1, a 6-1 on their WASP accreditation. If I came to you 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and said Nogales will come in with a 6-1, you laugh me out of here. But the progress that we've made over the last few years, I will bet you within the next 3 to 4 years that Roland Unified will be one of the top districts in the San Gabriel Valley. With the leadership, like I said, the board, Dr. Mitchell, outstanding teachers, good administrators, we can't miss. I also had a chance to work with Mrs. Kim. She is. A character such as myself, you know. Real pleasure to work with. So as I go school to school to school, I see kids on task. The administrators are phenomenal. We have, like, our administrators are like just genius type of people. They're very joyful, very accommodating. The kids are on task. The schools are, these schools are some of the cleanest schools I've ever walked into. I came into Roland yesterday. I said, is this a new school? He said, no, we remodeled 3 or 4 years ago. And I was like, wow, I really thought it was a new school. So that being said, it reminds me of a statement that Lincoln made once, Abraham Lincoln. Jesus Christ.
No, not that one.
He said, if you can't say something nice about someone, don't say anything at all. For some of us, we'd have lockjaw.
Thank you, Mr. Harrison. I'm sure that was nice for staff to hear and for the board and Dr. Mitchell's leadership as well. Our next speaker is Sharon Carrillo. You're welcome.
I know, I'm never sure which way to go. Good evening, board. Congratulations to Lynn. Thank you to Angelina, Dr. Mitchell, the cabinet members, and the audience. Christina, I just wanted to let you know that you will be missed. I wish you safe travels to New York, along with great success. Also, I hope you have plenty of warm clothes, because my brother and sister-in-law live in New York. On behalf of CSEA, I would like to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Our last speaker, Shay Lohman.
Hey, good evening, board, Madam President, Madam Former President, thank you. I know that it's the holidays, but I do need to start on a serious note because it's serious times. Let me say this. First, I'm a proud unionist. I am proud of the work that I do as a union president. Let me also state that I'm extremely proud of the work that I did as a teacher in the classroom, and I'm grateful for being selected as Teacher of the Year during my last year. Now, wearing both of those hats as an educator, as a union leader, let me say tonight that I am very concerned about the impact that a Trump administration could possibly have on the institution of public education in the United States. As leaders in this great institution, we need to be ready to be on the front lines when it comes to protecting it. We hope you will stand with educators from across the country in the coming months to protect public education from privatization and attacks from the federal government that are designed to weaken a system that is designed to allow all Americans the opportunity at an American dream, regardless of their circumstances of birth and the zip code that they live in. So there's my series token. Now for some much-deserved kudos. First off, Prop 55 passed. Thank all of you that worked with that. I would like to thank the board for being well-represented at our annual CTA board dinner. We enjoy the positive relationship that we have developed with you all. Next, I'd like to thank those in the district that were instrumental in organizing the China Bridge delegation. It was not a joyride, I will tell you that. I know a lot more will be shared in the future, but I personally believe it was one of the most worthwhile professional growth experiences I've ever taken part in. I'd also like to give kudos to Mr. Chin for being a leader in trying to bring additional Chinese language courses into our district. I'd like to thank Alex Flores and the administrative service team for the completion of another financial report. I hope you and your team can enjoy a much-deserved break now of a recess. On the human resources front, I'd like to thank Dennis Bixler and Zupur, who's in the audience today, for their hard work on the temporary and probationary and other classification work that we are currently doing. These are often very difficult conversations for both them and, of course, our members, but we appreciate the ongoing communication and your attention in this. And our most critical area is at the core of what we do in ed services, and I'd like to thank Ms. Healy and her team, especially those in the technology world, including Brandy, Brian, and Trish. For a fantastic series of leadership discussions on the Future Ready Technology Plan. I was at that meeting today. There are some amazing ideas being developed. I'd like to thank Dr. Mitchell for ongoing open communication and a willingness to explore complex solutions to some of the problems that we face. As we begin what seems like an ongoing cycle of bargaining in this world that we live in, I look forward to working with you and in the leadership role as we look forward to reaching solutions to some of the problems like in our elementary music program or strengthening those types of programs we have. Finally, I'd like to thank all of our educators and our classified staff and the leaders working with our students both directly and indirectly for the work that you do. Thank you all and have a great holidays and a great new year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lohman. Now we're going to move on to our public hearings. Tonight we have three. The first one is La Puente Valley Regional Occupational Program. I'm going to open a public hearing to receive input on increasing the numbers of students participating in the La Puente Valley ROP program as required by SB 813, Ed Code Section 52304.1. And I open the public hearing at 8 o'clock. As I hear none, we'll close the public hearing at 8:01. The second public hearing is an initial proposal from the Roland Unified School District to the Association of Roland Educators for the purpose of negotiations. Pursuant to California Government Code 3547, a public hearing is required to be held to inform the public of the initial proposals for bargaining from the Roland Unified School District to the Association of Roland Educators for the 2016-2017 school year. I open the hearing at 8:01. We're going by my clock. We close the hearing at 8:02 p.m. No speakers. The third public hearing is an initial proposal from the Association of Roland Educators to the Roland Unified School District for the purpose of negotiations. And pursuant to California Government Code 3547, a public hearing is required to be held to inform the public of initial proposals for bargaining from the Association of Roland Educators to the Roland Unified School District for the year 2016-2017. I open the public hearing at 8:02. Hearing none, I close the public hearing at 8:03. Now we'll move on to discussion and action items. The first is the first interim financial report Do I have a motion to receive the first interim report and certify that the district will meet its financial obligation for the remainder of the 2016-17 fiscal year and the next two subsequent fiscal years based on financial information as of October 31st, 2016?
I make a motion.
Do I hear a second? Next section will be discussion, and I'll turn that over to Mr. Flores, who will present a report.
Thank you.
Went to sleep.
Murphy's Law. Thank you. Board President Lynn Ebenkamp, board members, cabinet, audience, thank you for allowing me to make a presentation on the first interim report. Before I begin, I would like to thank Aubrey Craig, who's in the audience, who moved seats on me, our new Director of Fiscal Services, who helped finalize this report. Aubrey joined the district on November 28th and has already made a significant impact to his department. I also would like to thank our behind-the-scene heroes, our fiscal department, who diligently works every day for our district and helped prepare for the first interim. The budget is a living document, and the budget cycle is a process that is constantly in motion. As you can see, we are here for the first interim fiscal report. The next step is the 15-16 audit report that will be presented by our new auditors in January. The budget cycle has two fiscal years that are always crossing over. The audit report will close the 15-16 fiscal year, and the governor's budget proposal in January will begin the 17-18 budget development. I'm happy to also share that in the audience, both ARE and CSEA members will join us at the budget, the governor's budget proposal, that school services. This is our second year that we're doing it, and we're starting a culture here of transparency so we get the information together. Thank you for participating with us. We appreciate it. As we look at the dates of the budget calendar of required reports, we can see we already adopted the budget on time. We are now at the first interim, which is required by December 15th. The next presentation, again, will be the audit report for the 15-16 fiscal year. An independent audit firm, Nigro & Nigro, conducted the audit this year. The first interim is required by California Ed Code. The first interim shows actual expenditures for July 1, 2016 to October 31st, 2016. And projections based on those actuals, budget activities, and other anticipated costs. Every school district wants to have a certification of positive. If you have a positive certification, that you're attesting that district can make its financial obligations for the current year and two subsequent years. Starting with the 2013-14 fiscal year, the state adopted the local control funding formula model to fund schools. The purpose for the funding change was to target additional funds to school districts based on local student populations. Districts receive additional money for unduplicated students who are English learners, low income, or foster youth. The new model provides for three different types of funds: base, supplemental, and concentration. All students in each grade span receive the same amount in all districts throughout the state of California. The amount is adjusted at TK for 3 for class size reduction and 912 for participation in career tech. Supplemental funds are additional funds for every unduplicated targeted student, our English learners, our low income, and foster. Concentration funds are additional grant for districts with more than 55% of unduplicated targeted students, and we qualify since we are at 72%. In 2016-17, the average per pupil funding will be $9,326 as compared to $9,011 for last year. By 2020-21, the fully funded per pupil average will be $9,997. Again, that's using today's unduplicated target student percentage. The amount could change if our unduplicated amount changes.
Alex? We're getting, it looks like we're getting more money, but does that offset the declining enrollment that we have?
Yes, the and in a later slide I'll be able to share this in greater detail, but yes, we are receiving more money per year, but we have an impact of the decline enrollment, so it's kind of masked, but the impact is still there.
Thank you.
Okay. These are examples of some of the many areas we use supplemental concentration funds to support our students. Professional development, instructional coaches, our EL programs, safety and security services, family resource center, support liaisons, health staffing, and summer enrichment. These are the assumptions used in developing the first interim. We included our decline in enrollment trends that we've had, our collective bargaining agreements that we have to date, nothing new that's been sunshined, so up to date, anticipated encroachment for special education and transportation, step and column increases, and the STIRS and PERS increase that you hear across the state of all districts talking about.
Alex, can you tell us how many students for declining? How many students do we lose?
The trend's been a little bit under 300. So again, I would like to take some time to share about the STIRS and PERS impact. Using the 13-14 as the baseline year, the percent contributions paid by the district will increase close to 11%. This will cost the district an average of $1.3 million per year, having an annual compounded cost of $8.5 million by 2021. For PERS, the rate increase will be close to 9%, and our annual compounded increase cost of close to $2 million by 2021. The goal of the new LCFF funding model was to restore districts' purchasing power to the 2007-2008 levels. As you can see in the chart, 80% of the new base funds will be used to pay STIRS and PERS future costs.
Can I just say a comment? Just, it's unbelievable that all that money has to go towards those two things rather than our students. It's very hard to, I know we're forced to do that, but the money, that's a lot of money.
It is a given that we'll be making these contributions in the future, so speak to your elected official for any support. We greatly appreciate it.
Mr. Flores, can I ask your preference? Would you prefer to get through the slides and then have us ask questions, or does it bother you if we ask in the middle?
I serve at the pleasure of the board, but I would like, if I could finish, that'd be great, and I could.
Yes, let's have him finish the presentation, then we can refer back to various slides, okay?
Okay, there you go. That's what I want. Okay. Multi-year projections for unrestricted. In the 2016-17 school year, we have approximately a little under $119 million in expenditures. We have a little bit under $119.5 million, leaving a deficit of $500,000. In 17-18, our revenue decreases to $115.6 million. But our expenditures also decrease. A large portion of the decrease in 17-18 is because 16-17 incorporates and includes a lot of one-time funds that are no longer, at this time, anticipated in 17-18. The governor did a great job of adding additional one-time funds in the past several years, but some of the tax rolls and some of the economic forecasts indicate that might not be the case in January, which will be different for us this year. The expenditures also decrease because the one-time salary increase is no longer factored in. But what is factored in is the 3 additional days for certificated teachers for professional development. In 18-19, going to the point of Ms. Freeman of the decline enrollment has had an impact on our district every year. But in 18-19, it really is highlighted because that's the year that you do see that we have less revenue because of the additional funds we're getting per student is not going to offset the amount we're losing. But it's not that one year. It's been an effect over years. But the district has made good choices, and we work together to solve these issues of declined enrollment as we work together. We are not immune. There are several districts in the state of California that are having declined enrollment as property values increase in the area. In the multi-year projections, our restricted funds, we project 16-17 revenue of $50.6 million and expenditures of $55.5 million. Spending down our restricted ending balance approximately $5 million. As you can see, over the next few years, we plan to spend down the ending balance of restricted funds. Restricted funds have a specific use and should be used the year received. Carryover is common as the fiscal year for federal funds begin in October 1st and ends September 30th. Overall, our adopted budget is very closely aligned with the first interim. Revenue is higher by $962,000 and expenditures are also higher by $838,000, leaving a net effect of $123,000. To our advantage, it lowers our deficit spending by $123,000. I do caution the board that this may change as funds not used last year may be utilized this year later in the year. And if there's any collective bargaining agreement changes, also this will reflect in the second interim or at budget adoption time. Our ending balance is $34.3 million for unrestricted. The ending balance at the first interim is a little over 34, like I just shared. And the required 3% reserve for our district is $5.25 million. We have $50,000 for non-spendable, $168,000 for stores, and those are our goods in our warehouse. This leaves a little over $28.9 million that we would like to assign. As there is uncertainty with the economy, and we have to make fiscal plans, and we need to save for a rainy day. So we have some recommendations so we can assign some of our unrestricted funds for future obligations. Site block grant, $612,000. These are funds that we already gave our school sites last year that were not utilized for one reason or another because of computers that they were ordering that were ordering late after our pilot program or for any type of facility improvement they want to do. They require DSA that takes a lot of time. Our STIRS and PERS, $6 million. For declined enrollment, $6 million. For safety issues, $2 million. For technology, student devices, or computers for staff, $5 million. School site discretionary, $1.1 million. That's another example of school site funds that were already issued to our school site that were not fully utilized. So it's actually the district doesn't have control, it's really the sites that have that money. Equipment replacement, $1.2 million. And, of course, the greatest amount for the reason why we're here, instructional program materials like textbooks and different programs, $7 million. I'm happy to recommend to the board to approve the positive certification of the first interim report, as we will be able to meet our fiscal obligations for this year and 2 subsequent years. As I close, I would like to thank the board and Dr. Mitchell for your quest for transparent financial information for our community and all our stakeholders. It has been so helpful to contract with VTD to help in the absence of the fiscal director. Thank you for approving that contract, board. Carolyn Larson and her team have been very helpful and resourceful reviewing the fiscal books. Along with the unrestricted and restricted funds, we are reviewing the different funds like cafeteria, deferred maintenance, and bond. We hope to highlight a few in a presentation at our January board meeting. With the addition of Aubrey Craig and his 24 years of school finance background, I look forward as we transition Carolyn and her team from helping with the day-to-day operations, but as an independent third party helping our district bring best practices to our fiscal department as a critical friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Flores. Board, do you have any questions or discussion? I just have, sorry.
The page 17, the money you reserve for the decline in enrollment, $6 million. And I estimate if each student get $9,000 or $8,900 per student, it will equal 674 students. So 300 kids for declining each year we expect. So that's 2 years. So is that what you expect, 2 years, then at the end we're going to use all of the money?
For some of these, we pretty anticipate two to 4 years, mm-hmm. that we want to save some money. With enrollment and funding, we're funded by last year's ADA, so we have a little help for a soft landing. But it's anticipation for overstaffed because the way it works, we do our projections in the springtime. And even though we do our projections in the springtime, our students arrive in the summer, in August, when they start school. So there are sometimes we could be overstaffed, and we'll be overstaffed for a year regarding that. So this is the reason why we set aside some money to be able to work on the decline enrollment and also to maybe offer for programs, to do additional programs for our decline enrollment so that we can offer more programs to attract more students to our district also. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's not just for losing, but also maybe to build.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? I just have one more of a comment than a question, I think. On slide 14, in year 2017-18, I think you talked about it on later slides, but we're able to hold our balance even though we're taking less money in. Is this due to spending our reserves down? Are we in deficit spending?
No, for 17-18, the actual revenue is anticipated at 115.6, okay. But our expenditures are reduced to 15.5 because the previous year had the one-time the salary increase for all of our employees, and that is the bulk of those expenditures. And we have to look at our expenditures, too. When we have less revenue, where can we save some dollars so we can try to live within the budget, within the revenue that we do receive.
Thank you. We appreciate what your department's doing. Okay, any more questions? Okay, I'm going to call
One more question. Okay. Yeah, so we're going to have a new president of the United States. Then we all know he's the one not supporting Common Core. And how much impact if he completely eliminate Common Core for financially?
From a financial perspective, so it will be a long time in coming and for us to see that financial impact, but because we take our direction from the state. Right. So the State Board of Education has adopted California state standards, and it would require action by our local state to change the curriculum that we are currently using. Right. And our current state legislators have said that they're committed to the work that we're doing.
Okay. So worry more about his opinion on choice instead of, all right?
Yeah, this is, we can get into a political conversation. So everyone has their opinions regard it, but yes, he has appointed an individual for his effort to oversee education from the federal level that has not always been friendly to public education.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to receive the first interim report. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Votes 5-0 to accept or to receive. Next, Section 9B is to ratify change orders 1 through 6 for purchase order A700680/A800336 to Echo Pacific Construction Incorporated, Nogales High School Revival, bid number 2013/14-4. Do I have a motion to approve the ratification of change orders 1 through 6 for Nogales High School Revival Project?
I move.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion, a first and a second. Is there any discussion? Call for the vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed 5-0. Number 9C, the proposal for compressed natural gas fast fuel station utilization. Do I have a motion to approve the inspection, testing, and startup of the CNG fast fuel station for district use only?
I make a motion. Oh.
Moved by Mrs. Prides, second by Ms. Freeman. Dr. Mitchell?
Sure. So for discussion on this item, I wanted to share that we have David Huff available here to share with the board some information regarding the CNG fast fuel station.
Thank you, Dr. Mitchell. Good evening. At the direction of the superintendent, our firm conducted a review of the design and construction of the CNG fast fuel station located at 1010 South Otterbein Avenue.
Off. There you go. You're loud. You're good.
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
Got it. We asked different departments within the district to provide us with all documents, both written and electronic, regarding this project from its inception through 2016. We reviewed all district documents regarding this project from the project staff level to the minutes of the board actions and followed up with specific questions to staff, all of which were answered. Based upon our review, we concluded the following. One, the plans and specifications were properly prepared. Plan approval of the CNG fast fuel station is governed by Title 24 of the California Code of Regulations, Section 4-315A, as well as Government Code Section 53091A. And we concluded that all requirements and exemptions of the approval statutes and regulations for this type of project were met by the architect. We reviewed the project for CEQA compliance and determined that it met all such requirements. In addition, we concluded that the CNG fast fuel station fits within the county's zoning for the parcel of land, which is M-1.5. And we also confirmed that the project team submitted the CNG fast fuel station drawings and specifications to the county fire department for review. Two. The contractor properly completed all aspects of the contracted work and was properly paid by the district. An appropriate, qualified, and licensed contractor for this type of project was selected by the district following a competitive process. The project is complete and at the time of completion was operational, and there are no payment disputes, nor is there any evidence of any unauthorized payments made by the district to the contractor. Three. The CNG fast fuel station is not suited for retail sale of CNG to the public. In April 2012, and again on May 14, 2013, former district staff advised the board that the CNG fast fuel station would not only be of value to service the district's fleet of CNG vehicles, but could also be made available to the public or other public agency for retail sales. It was suggested, therefore, that such a facility would not only provide cost savings to the district, but the potential for revenue generation as well. We have now concluded, for retail use to the public, several site modifications would need to occur, including the construction of ADA-compliant restroom facilities and parking areas. Moreover, providing access to the public or other public agencies would raise several different safety and operational concerns at the CNG fast fuel station, as well as the adjacent slow fill pumps for the district's bus fleet. Consequently, we do not recommend this use. Number four, the CNG fast fuel station is well suited for district use. The CNG fast fuel station is capable of servicing the district's bus fleet when slow filling is not an option, such as on field trip days or the result of other increased bus usage. From the studies we have reviewed, the CNG fast fuel station is very likely to operate at a meaningful cost savings to the district if the district expands or replaces its service vehicles' complete with the CNG vehicles in the future, this savings will likely increase. And finally, number five, testing and recommissioning is recommended prior to district operations. For the safety of district staff, prior to the use and operation, because the CNG fast fuel station has not been operated since 2014, we recommend testing and recommissioning of the CNG fast fuel station to occur. And those are the conclusions that we made. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Huff. Board, is there any discussion? I call for the vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We have a 5-0 vote. Next section is Section 9D, a resolution for the consolidation of Roland Unified School District board member elections with statewide elections per the California Voter Participation Rights Act, SB 415. Excuse me, my tongue got tangled. Do I have a motion to adopt a resolution in support of consolidating Roland Unified School District board member elections with the statewide elections per SB 415, California Voter Participation Rights Act?
I make a motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion by Mrs. Pride, second by Ms. Freeman. Discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passed 5-0. Number 9E is second reading and review of the new board policy 1311, civility policy. Do I have a motion to receive for a second reading and review for new board policy 1311, civility policy?
I move.
Second.
Any discussion? I have a suggestion on this, if there's no other discussion. As I read it, the policy refers primarily to staff, and although we can't force anybody to tell them how to talk or not, but we can make suggestions both for staff and public. And I'd like to just change the last section a little bit, and my suggestion is to add, the district discourages volatile, hostile, or aggressive actions and words to set positive examples for students. Public participation with this endeavor is also requested.
So the policy is up on the screen for the board to see. And so, Ms. Ebenkamp, for clarification, is your request to leave the policy as it currently reads, and following the last sentence of the policy where it says the district seeks public cooperation with its endeavor, to add the sentence that you just wrote?
No. So it replaces some of it in that last paragraph. I think it repeats.
The next to the last, the district encourages positive communication?
Yes, right there.
So your sentence would replace the second to the last sentence.
It would say the district... Yes, it would take place. It would start there,
okay,
and continue till finished.
Can you read it again for me? I apologize.
Sure. The district discourages volatile, hostile, or aggressive actions and words to set positive examples for students. Public participation with this endeavor is also requested.
But doesn't the... last sentence where it says the district seeks public cooperation, basically state that?
Cooperation versus participation, is that the word?
Yeah, you know,
I guess that's the main disagreement is there.
When I read it, it sounded to me, we want the public to, I think participation is a better word, maybe we can just change the one word instead of the whole sentence.
The district seeks public participation and cooperation with this endeavor.
There you go.
Okay, I like it.
And did you want to take out the encourages?
No, no, we're
that's in there already.
Oh, I know, but you said you were going to change that one. Mm-hmm. We're talking about that sentence.
So for clarification, I think to answer your question, the discussion that just took place is that the policy that's on the screen would remain the same without the changes that were previously requested. The new change being requested would say, in that last sentence, the district seeks public participation and cooperation with this endeavor, adding two words to the last sentence with no other changes to policy.
I like it.
Right. I like it, Mr. Malkin. It's a good idea.
Teamwork.
Shorter. As I understand, this is a second reading. No vote is necessary. So we'll see it come back to us at some time in the final form, and we'll probably vote at a future meeting.
So what I'll do is, it's not properly agendized for acceptance. It's read for review. Sorry. So what we will do is we will take this change, we'll print it, and we'll put it for approval at our January meeting. So you'll have a chance to see it in print to make sure we've captured it.
Thank you. Next item is the first reading and review of a revised board policy 6111. Do I have a motion to receive for first reading and review revised policy, board policy 6111?
I make a motion.
Can I have a second?
A second.
Okay, Mr. Chen got his voice in there. Okay, first by Mrs. Pride, second by Mr. Chen. Any discussion on this item?
With the discussion of redoing the school calendar, will that have any impact on this?
That is part of the purpose of bringing this forward. Our current board policy, as written and stands, extends well beyond the legal requirement of things we put in calendar. So we're requesting these changes to simplify that process for our schools and our district as a whole.
No vote on this, right? Just accept. Any more discussion? Thank you, Board. Number 9G, adopt revised salary schedules for non-classified employees. Do I have a motion to approve the increase in compensation as reflected on the proposed salary schedule? You and our noon aides and student assistants and salary schedule are recreation to be effective January 1st of 2017. Do I hear a motion? Thank you.
Second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed 5-0. Next, we have a resolution. A resolution for reduction or elimination of certain classified services. Do I have a motion to approve a resolution to eliminate one vacant classified position due to lack of work and or lack of funds under the authority of Ed Code 45114, 45115, 45117, 45298, and 45308? Do I hear a motion?
I move.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion?
I understand there was no opposition to this prior to our meeting today.
Right. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed 5-0. Next, authorization to prevent misassignment. Do I have a motion to authorize teaching assistants for identified teachers outside of their credential areas when the appropriate number of units have been completed in the subject area pursuant to Ed Code 44263? Motion?
Move.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed 5-0. College Readiness Block Grant Plan Proposal. Do I have a motion to approve the College Readiness Block Grant as presented?
I make a motion.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed 5-0. Approval of consulting agreement, DeMare, Brown, Hicks, and Kessler, LLC. May I have a motion to approve the consulting agreement with DeMare, Brown, Hicks, and Kessler, LLC?
I move.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 5-0. Approval of contract with Aerie Student Information Systems, SIS. Do I have a motion to approve the contract with Aerie's SIS to provide on-site training for employees?
I'm in the motion.
I second.
Got it in there, Carrie. Thank you. Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 5-0 passed. Approval of Memorandum of Understanding between Roland Unified School District and the Association of Roland Educators. Do I have a motion to approve a Memorandum of Understanding between the Roland Unified School District and the Association of Roland Educators for special compensation during professional development during the upcoming winter break? Motion?
I move.
Second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed 5-0. Approval of amended tentative agreement. Oops. Is that right? Between Roland Unified School District and the Association of Roland Educators. Do I have a motion to approve the amended tentative agreement between the Roland Unified School District and the Association of Roland Educators agreed on in November 29th, 2016? Have a motion? Second?
I second.
It's moved by Ms. Freeman, second by Mr. Malkin. Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed 5-0. Board member nomination. CSBA, that's the California School Board Association Delegate Assembly. Do I have a motion to nominate someone to serve CSBA Region 23 to the California School Board Association's Delegate Assembly, Region 23, Subregion 23B.
I nominate Carrie Chen.
Carrie Chen has been nominated. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Does Carrie accept?
Yes, I do. I accept the nomination. Yes, I do.
Okay. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Carrie. We nominated you officially.
Thank you.
Okay. This is the student personnel section. RUSD student number 15-1611, readmission from expulsion. Do I have a motion to readmit student 15-1611 to the Roland Unified School District effective January 9th, 2017?
I make a motion.
Second? Okay. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Passed 5-0. RUSD student 12-1310, readmission from expulsion, denial. Do I have a motion to deny student 12-13:10, readmission to the Roland Unified School District?
I want a motion.
Second?
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed 5-0. Do I have a motion to approve the stipulated expulsion of student number 16-1703 from all schools and programs of Roland Unified School District effective December 14th, 2016, with referral to a county or alternative school outside the district for placement in an educational program? Parents have waived the due process of procedures as approved by the board. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion.
Second?
I second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed 5-0. Next is approve the stipulated expulsion of student 16-1704 from all schools and programs of Roland Unified School District effective December 14, 2016, with referral to a county or alternative school outside the district for placement in an educational program. Students have parents have waived the due process of procedures and approved by the board, as approved by the board. Those in favor?
We need a motion.
I'm sorry. I need a motion.
I make a motion.
Second?
A second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed 5-0. Next, we move on to the consent calendar. Note that we pulled item at the beginning of the board meeting. We pulled item 11B8. So I need a motion to approve.
Wait, let me.
I have to read this right. To approve and clarify items on the consent and on the consent calendar with removal of agenda item 11B8 for separate discussion and action. Do I have a motion?
I move.
Second?
Second.
Okay. It should be noted that. Those in favor of the items on the consent calendar?
So we have a motion and a second, so now okay. Vote. Mm-hmm. So all in favor.
All in favor of the consent calendar motion?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Passed 5-0. Now we'll move to the item that was pulled. It's item 11B8. Do I have a motion to approve the contract agreement between Roland Unified School District and Wynn Education for services provided during the summer school term of December 19th through 21st, 2016? Have a motion?
A second.
Have a motion and a second. Okay, all in favor?
Discussion.
Okay. Discussion. Did you want? Okay, any discussion?
Yes, I will be abstaining from this vote due to my professional relationship with this organization.
Okay. Mrs. Pride is going to recuse herself and abstain from voting on this item. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Aye.
Or recusals? Okay. The vote is 4 with 1 abstention. Next, we have board representative and committee appointments. Board representative to the Los Angeles County Committee on School District Organization in October/November 2017. This is a new position. Do I have a motion to nominate or appoint someone to serve in this position?
Do we know what date they're meeting besides
October? We do not. That date has not been set. It's one meeting. It will be held in October or November of 2017, and the purpose is to elect their board to elect the members of the Los Angeles County Committee on School District Organization, and they want a representative from each school district in which to engage in that vote.
Do I have a nomination?
I'd like to.
Would you like to do it, Mrs. Pride?
Yes.
I nominate Mrs. Pride for this position. Do I have a second? Any discussion? A motion has been made to appoint Angelina Pride as the official board representative to elect members of the Los Angeles County Committee on School District Organization in October or November of 2017. Do I have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's that time of night. Okay. Section 12B, appointment Roland Unified School District Charter School Board Representative to IQ Academy, Los Angeles Board of Directors. Just to preface, we have several appointments here, and board members have served in these positions for the past year. Board members, if you prefer to serve again, nominate yourself. Feel free. Or we can have more than one nomination. So do I have a motion to nominate or appoint someone to the Board of Directors IQ Academy Charter School for the purpose of representing our district?
I've been serving on that board, but I'd be more than happy to allow somebody else to serve on that board if they'd like to do that.
And we're not a voting member. You're right.
Right.
You're not a voting member of that board. You attend their meetings
right.
And over here. Would you like to serve again at the capacity day?
I would do it if nobody else wants to.
Do I have anybody else
somebody
on the
else
board that's interested to get the experience?
Once a month?
Quarterly.
It's quarterly, and it's a phone conference, via phone conference. It's interesting in the sense that it's our education program via the internet, which you don't hear a lot about in the district.
Are you interested, Mr. Chen?
Yeah, I'd like to be involved.
Yeah.
Okay.
If anyone is.
I need a nomination for Mr. Chen.
I will nominate Mr. Chen for the IQ Academy liaison.
And a second?
I'll second.
Okay. A motion has been made to appoint Mr. Chen to the IQ Academy representative for the purpose of representing Roland Unified School District. Does that make it clear that he's not a member? Okay. Do I have a second?
Donna did.
Sorry. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Passed 5-0. Get myself tangled now. Next, we need an appointment for board representative to CalSSD. Do I have a motion to nominate anyone for this? Mrs. Friedman, did you serve last year?
I did. If anyone else wants to, they're welcome to. If not, I'll do it again.
These are the ones in Sacramento, is that correct?
Yes, four times.
Oh.
I thought it was a two-year term. Did you go 2 years or one?
Actually, only. I was on it for two, but only active for one. There was some transition during that time.
Okay. Do I want to do that for the second?
No? Do you want to nominate yourself? Do I have a second?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll nominate.
I nominate Donna Friedman. All right. I'll second it. I have a motion to appoint Donna Friedman as the board representative to the board representative to the California Association of Large Suburban School Districts, CalSSD. Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed 5-0. Appointment of board representative to the Los Angeles County School Trustee Association, also known as LAXTA meetings. Do I have a motion?
ROP.
Did I?
ROP.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Appointment of board representative to La Puente Valley Regional Occupation Program Board of Directors.
I nominate Donna Friedman.
I second.
Discussion? Do you accept?
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Appointment to board representative to the Los Angeles County School Trustee Association LAXTA meetings. I had served at this capacity last year, and I'm willing to serve again if nobody else wants to. But if somebody else wants to, stand in there. Do you want to serve, Dave?
They meet, what, two or three times per year?
They didn't meet very often, and you had no pre-warn, and there's no yearly calendar. They just say we meet next week or 2 weeks from now, and they let you know there's a meeting coming.
I think it's wonderful that you're willing to serve again.
You don't like the short notice.
I nominate Lynn Ebbingkamp.
I second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Next is Board Liaison Citizen Bond Oversight Committee. Do I have a motion to nominate / appoint a board member to serve as a liaison to the Roland Unified School District Citizens Bond Oversight Committee, CBOC?
I nominate David Malkin.
Do I have a second?
Second.
David, would you like to serve?
Yes, I would like to continue serving.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Did you stand?
Board Liaison Roland Council Parent and Teachers Association, RCPTA. Do I have a motion to nominate a board member to represent us on this for this organization?
I nominate David Malkin.
Is there a second?
Second.
Those in favor? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Do you accept, David?
Yes, I accept that very. I enjoy that committee very much.
Good. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. Board liaison to the Roland Heights Community Coordinating Council. Just as a reminder, we've rotated this position among Mr. Malcolm, Ms. Friedman, Mr. Chen, and I for the last year. If we prefer to keep it that way, we may, or we can select one person to always be the representative. What is your favor?
Rotation.
I think it's good.
It's so nice to be flexible.
Okay. Somebody make a motion?
I move for all of us
to continue the rotation to the Roland Heights Community Coordinating Council.
Just a note that I pull myself out of that rotation since I no longer live in the city. However, I do attend the meetings sporadically, but with not living in the city, I can pull myself out of the rotation.
Are you dying to jump back in?
I'll just fill in as needed.
Okay. All right. We have a motion and a second, I believe.
I'll second.
Okay. We have the motion. I'm not sure at this point. Yes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Board liaison, City of Industry. Last year, David Malcolm was, is that right? Were you the City of Industry person, David?
I was, but I never. Okay. I never attended a meeting, but I was.
You went to some events, so I.
Oh, I went to many events. Yeah.
Okay. I need a nomination to serve as this liaison.
I mean, I'm a member of the Industry Manufacturing Council, and so I go to a lot of the events in industry. So I'd be more happy to do that.
Yeah. You'd serve again if you're nominated.
Sure.
Okay.
I nominated David Malcolm.
Okay. I need a second.
A second.
Okay. I have a motion to appoint David Malcolm to serve as liaison to the City of Industry for the purpose of representing Roland Unified School District. Do I have a second? Oops, never mind. We had that already. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next is board liaison with City of La Puente. We need someone to represent the board at the for the City of La Puente. And Angelina was the representative last time.
I nominate Angelina Price.
I accept.
Second? She accepted, but who second? Want a second?
I second.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have a motion and second, and Mrs. Pride accepts. Those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Board liaison, City of Walnut. I think Mrs. Friedman was representative last year. Is that correct?
I didn't.
Okay. Do I have a nomination?
I nominate Donna Friedman.
Second?
I second.
Are you willing to serve again? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passed. Board liaison, City of West Covina. That was me last year. And I'm willing to serve again if you'd like me to, or if somebody else wants to, feel free to nominate.
I need to let you be on that.
I second.
Okay. And I will serve. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
And if you need backup, just let me know.
You're just down the street. Well, you're not down the street from there, City Hall. That's City Hall. I finally found out how to get there directly. And just to remind everybody, these positions in the cities, we really want to pay attention to the good things our schools do and represent our district well at meetings, city council meetings, whatever they have. So keep your ears open. And when you can, you know, let them know ahead of time so they can add you to the agenda. It's good outreach for our schools. Okay. Conference section. Board has reviewed that. No vote necessary. The board has received for review the informational report on the conference attendance attached to the agenda. Board member comments. Angelina? You get to be first this time instead of always last.
I've prepared a 3-page memo. Now, everybody's lucky. I forgot that I go first this time, so mine is really short as usual. But next month, I'm coming with a vengeance. First of all, again, I want to thank everybody for the opportunity to serve as board president. It truly was a pleasure. I learned a lot, and it was great working with our board and the district's superintendent and cabinet and everyone else. So thank you very much. Christina, I am going to miss you desperately. I was so sad when you decided to move to New York, and I don't know why you want to move to New York, but we respect your decision to move to New York. But seriously, you have been fantastic, and we all just love and adore you, and we will truly, truly, truly miss you. So thank you for all you've done. I want to thanks to the Fiscal Services Department, Alex and his staff on the interim report and all the work that went in and all the explanations that were provided. I know we all have lots of questions, so we thank you for taking the time out to make sure that all of them get answered. We appreciate that. Just a couple of things to highlight. Everybody knows my favorite thing is interacting with the students, and so I've had the opportunity to do that recently, and I just want to highlight a couple of things. I was a guest speaker at the career exploration class at Roland High School, and it was great. They had prepared questions for me about being a board member and what it takes to get elected and things like that, and they had really good questions. So it was a great experience. I spent the entire period with the students, and it was just a wonderful experience to be there and be with the students. And then last week, I had the opportunity to be interviewed by Cub Scouts in their last year who were doing their final merit badge before they could officially be a Boy Scout. And I tell you, these little kids, they were no joke. They had some serious questions for me. And I thought maybe their den leader or whoever had given them the questions. But no, they had follow-up questions that indicated that they came up with the questions themselves. So it was a great experience. The kids were just awesome. I really had a good time. And so after I finished my talk with them and they finished interviewing me, they were officially moved up and promoted to Boy Scouts. So that was really nice to be there for. In regards to the China trip, as Mr. Lohman stated, that was a very, very, very mind-blowing experience from what we learned about their educational system and how they operate their educational programs and how the students learn and what their focus is. And it was very beneficial, and we were running from, 7:30 in the morning usually till about 8 p.m. almost every day. And though some individuals seem to think that it was just a vacation, it was hardly a vacation. I would never plan a vacation like that. But our hosts were fantastic. I've been getting emails from students that I met while I was there, as well as teachers and administrators while we were there, just still communicating with us and still asking us questions and us still asking them questions. And we also, in addition to meeting with the individuals at the different schools, and we saw a lot of public and private schools, and you guys will hear more about that later in a report, but we also had the opportunity to interact with administrators and board members and teachers from other districts who have dual immersion programs who are also in the process of starting dual immersion programs. And so it was neat to just sit down and exchange ideas of what we all hope to accomplish with the programs. And so we got a lot of good information, definitely well worth it. Look forward to sharing more details with you guys about that. And then finally, I just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy New Year. I hope you all enjoy your break. You guys have earned it.
Malcolm?
Well, Dr. Mitchell and I think we're on the same wavelength here about looking at the past year. So I just have a little retrospective I want to do. This being the start of a new year for our board, I'd like to use my few minutes to look back on my first year. Instead of listing of all the events I attended, I want to utilize my time to do a retrospective look. I want to thank my fellow board members, Dr. Mitchell and the whole cabinet, as well as ARE and CSEA, for their support during my first year. Needless to say, there's been a severe learning curve for me. Your support and mentorship this first year made my year much more productive and hopefully less taxing on you. I have learned a lot and have partnered with my fellow board members in making some positive changes for our RUSD district. Just to name a few, music students for all at grades 1 through 6 with instruments, a restructuring of the CBOC, audio recordings of the board meetings and the website and posts on the website, pilot program for universal breakfast program, ribbon cutting for Nogales High School, started the construction modernization for Roland High, a balanced budget and contract agreements with the unions through interest-based bargaining. A big thank you goes out to Human Resources and the budget staff. Enhancements to technology infrastructure and to technology learning. Thank you to the technology staff that has grown tremendously in the past year. Recognize the many students who were awarded diplomas, scholarships, and awards. Enhancements to both infrastructure and environment of the campuses. A big thank you goes out to the custodial and maintenance staff. 7 Gold Ribbon Awards and successful surveys such as the WAS survey as well as others. And first steps in the Mandarin Immersion Program and learned a whole lot about the Brown Act. I want to congratulate the Family Resource Center on their 20th birthday and wish Jennifer Cotte much success in her new job. And finally, I once again learned how much I do not know and how much I learn by going and attending the CSBA conference. I thoroughly enjoyed all the holiday events I attended this last month and is constantly amazed by the talent of our students and staff. Whether it's a musical performance, a drama, or a holiday fundraiser, my wife and I were truly entertained. These are just some of the highlights that is not meant to be an all-inclusive list due to time and restraints and the fear of the gavel. Thank you, Angelina Pride, for your leadership, and we look forward to the new year under the leadership of Liv Ember Camp. And Christina, thank you for putting up with all my emails, especially on the weekends, and for all my requests for business cards and losing my badge and everything else. I appreciate that, and good luck to you in New York and your new life starting there. And with this, I wish everyone a happy holiday, and taking the term from one of my other foundations, I wish everybody a healthy new year, full with love, wisdom, and health. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Malkin. Ms. Friedman?
I can't believe it's been a year we've been on board. Wow. Okay, first, Christina, thank you for everything. You will definitely be missed. And Proposition 55 passed. Yay, I was phone banking at the ARE office that day of election, so that was great. Thank you, Alex, Aubrey, and team for a terrific report, budget report. Some things that I went to, connections to the future at Roland High School. Well, all the high school students were there, Nogales kids too. But the student leaders presented their board and then talked about the job that they want, and they knew how much they were going to make, and they talked like real business people. They seemed like, you know, they've already made it in the world. And so then there was a luncheon, and the students spoke, and they gave great speeches, and the keynote speaker was Mr. Nick Scott, who was excellent. And then the Family Resource Center, making baskets. I dropped off some items, and kudos for them for doing that for all the families. I attended the CTA Service Center, one council CTA NEA annual school board dinner, and David Goldberg did a great speech, and Shay was in charge of the entire event. At the CSBA conference in San Francisco, I learned a lot, just like David said. I attended a whole bunch of classes, building your district for branding, and like advertising, the kids could advertise, the California teacher shortage, makerspace, lobbying 101, and the middle college high school, where this district had 29 students get their AA degree at graduation, and about school climate being very positive. And then Nogales High School, I attended the PIQE, where the parents had a graduation ceremony. And then Friday night, I attended a dance, Dreaming of a White Christmas. And they said that some of the dancers had never gone on stage before, so it was their first time. It was a huge crowd, proud parents. And then at Northam, they had a fall festival, and there were a lot of booths, and the whole staff was out there. The children were having so much fun. Steve, the vice principal, was having whipped cream thrown at his face. And so part of that, they had bumper cars. The money raised was for every grade level to go on a field trip, and it was very successful. This was the third one that they had. And then at Ibarra, Mrs. Ramirez conducted the awards assembly for our kindergarten to second grade group, and lots of the parents were present. Two students from the yearbook were there to take pictures of all of the students that received an award. I was able to visit four schools and visited the classroom at Jellick. They had Chromebooks, and they were working on projects. And I asked, what are you doing? And they showed me the whole thing that they created on this Chromebook. It was amazing, all about them and everything. And then another child goes, can I share mine? And they were very excited about it. Great technology at Yorbita. They get a chant about going to college, small group writing. Two kindergarten students came up and hugged me. They're so cute and little. When we walked in, they were learning how to count with manipulatives. At Alvarado, they were using their iPads in math, and they had elbow partners, small groups. I walked in with seeing one-to-one, the teacher working with students. Excellent behavior. Everybody's engaged at all. Every time I walk in, Chromebooks in science, taking a test, then drawing and explaining something in science. At the computer lab, I was really impressed and talked to the teacher that she was showing differentiation. She was telling me that she had second grade through honor roll students, and that it was a little difficult, but she had her honor roll students doing a different project, and while I was there, they went into the library to work alone. Then they went to the computers, so that was really excellent. At Roland High School, we saw the construction going on. Wow, it has really gone fast in a short amount of time. We visited a foreign language department, the Korean class, and Mitch was explaining that there aren't just Korean students in there. There's Hispanic students and Chinese students learning Korean, so that's pretty neat. There was a tea going on where one boy dressed up in a suit and tie, and they were able to invite two people to come, and they made food, and it was really nice. Visited an AP math class, and a chemistry class was in some groups, like six different groups, and six different stations. They went by groups, and one of them, they had to get magnesium and put it to fire, and then it makes this bright light. They needed goggles. Amazing. Also went to photo class and saw the dark room. I didn't even know there was a dark room back there, but my daughter remembers using it. And let's see, what else? Oh, I saw the creative doors. And then the Winterfest last night was outstanding. Students of practice really paid off. And I wanted to say happy holidays, happy new year, and have a great vacation. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Friedman. Mr. Chen?
First, I want to thank you, Christina, for your hard work and for the support to the board, and they make our job much easier. And wish you the best in New York, and we miss you. And thank you, Angelina, for your leadership. And under your leadership, and we got a lot of things done, as Dr. Mitchell reported. And we are very successful. Yes. And congratulations, Lynn. And
thank you.
And this was a learning month, and had a trip to China. We learned a lot. And right after we returned from China, the next day flew to, drove to San Francisco and CSBA. There was about two-thirds of the month we were traveling and the learning and interacting with the educators overseas and here in California. And we have so much to share with you for the China trip, but I just want to share one item. And the second day we visit the one of the elementary school, and the about 1,000 kids doing exercise in the field, and I see none of them are overweighted. They're very healthy, these kids. They raised them very healthy and very active, very friendly. And after they invite us to join them, and even the very little young kids, they speak English very well. We can communicate with them, no problem. I see these kids are the 20 years from now, these kids are going to be facing, our kids are going to be facing these kids. And I wonder if our kids can speak their language and they can speak our language, then this world would be much, much better. We understand the culture, each other. And we understand much more each other. And this is what education, we want to educate the next generation to live in a better world, no war, peace, and we still see today the newspaper or the new or the we the Chinese is American is invading us and another bad. But when we get there, the people are very very friendly, right? Very friendly, and we are friends. We're not enemies. We are partners. We won't be never be a competitor. So this. Not too late for our kids to start learning their language. Not only Chinese. I support any foreign language. If our kids can speak, besides English, can speak another language and learn the culture, and for the future world, for the future world is going to be very small, much, much smaller than world today. Today is very smaller. We can pick up the cell phone, we can talk to anyone we met last week in China, we can see them face to face and talk to them. In the future, we can probably shake hands with them on the phone. So the world is very small and people interacting very close. Then, if we can understand culture and language other, then this world is much 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 better, and then we'll live in the environment much better than today. So this is what I think, and it's not too late for us to teach our kids another language, Chinese, French, and other languages. And this would be my thought and the trip we visit China again. This is the second time I visit China, the same trip, same Hanban trip. And the changes, we can see a lot of changes from the last time. They improve and they're hardware, software, and they improve a lot. They move very fast forward, and we need to catch up. We need to do that. So, fortunately, we have a friendly country. We're not; they won't be our enemy in the future. So that's worth us to visit. And happy holidays and happy New Year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Well, I know you've heard enough from me tonight, but I have a few more things to say. I'll try to say them straight. To my friend and fellow board member, Mrs. Pride, who would have thought 3 years ago that you would have become board president and have done such a great job? And I want to thank you for your work. She's been by my side all the way along, and now she's gone.
I have a new roommate.
There you go. She's a good neighbor. I thank this board, at least right now, for the vote of confidence in me to serve as your president, and I'll work hard to continue our work. It's important on behalf of our students, employees, and all the stakeholders. We've made progress, and I know we'll continue to do so. As a reminder, please remember that we're all human beings working together. I know no one here is perfect. And may our community work together for the good of all and do so with positive and helpful stakeholder support. I'm proud that we have a conscientious, honest board and have no reason to think that it will not continue. And board, I ask for your help as we continue to move the district forward. To Christina, you made a big impact in a short time, and we will miss you and wish you good luck. And haven't our two new board members done a great job? They've gotten in there, they do their homework, they're ready for the board meetings, and I think they're working really hard, and I'm proud of the work they're doing. To my fellow board members and Dr. Mitchell, I have something for you. Everybody gets one, but you can't show them yet.
You even get one.
Okay, Carrie, pass it on. Wait a minute.
Thank you.
Now, does Donna have them? Okay, everybody has them. Okay. Now, look what you have here. You can hold it up. And you'll notice that this is a true symbol. It's very simple. It was very inexpensive. But it's a symbol that others are counting on us. And as we work together, don't drop the ball. So that's our work next year. Okay. Keep it. Hang on to it. On behalf of our school board and the district, I wish all of you a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, and a Happy New Year. And I thank all the employees for their hard work, and may you all be safe and happy. Thank you. I need a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion.
Second?
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned at 9:18.
Good job. Good enough.